They are part of Great Lakes Cyber Academy alumna, and they are great dancers. They're a brother-sister team headed across the pond or so to continue their expertise. So let's talk to the Maceras. Luca Macera, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Madison Massara, good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well.
Good that you are here. Madison, looks like you're the older sister?
Yes, I am. I'm 17 months older.
Oh, Luca, how do you feel about that?
I always call her my little big sister.
Awesome. Well, you call each other talented dancers for sure, as you, I think, are both involved with our Grand Rapids Ballet and certainly as alum of Great Lakes Cyber Academy, foregoing, as I shall say, traditional schooling to accommodate a vigorous hour of training together. So, boy, before we talk about what's next in your life, as you will be traveling to, I think, Prague to attend a master class, and Luca, you will you be, Madison, Luca, heading to the Royal Ballet in London. When did you both first pick up the ballet shoes? I'll start with you, Madison.
Yeah, so from a young age, I was always really inspired by ballet. I don't know what exactly got me into it. I think it was just something within me that I wanted to start. And when I was 8 years old, I started actually taking classes and dancing. And then my brother just kind of got roped into it. And I can let you, Luca, talk.
Yeah, I was pretty much dragged into the ballet studio, and I hated it. I really did. I was always afraid of what my friends would think of me. Mm. But I'd say around 14, I realized what an art form it was and how much I really did love it. And I couldn't live without it. And I haven't looked back since.
Awesome. Well, hopefully your friends are involved too, or at least coming to watch your talents on stage. So obviously, brother-sister team, what was life growing up as part of students with Great Lakes Cyber Academy? Luca?
It was wonderful how flexible it was. I mean, I switched from public school to Great Lakes Cyber Academy, which is a public school that goes through all of the state of Michigan, and I was really surprised with how good their curriculum was and how flexible they were to work with. It was really nice.
Yeah, it was interesting because I was able to actually, I decided to accelerate my program so I could graduate early, whereas Luca, I think, decelerated a little bit of his program, so it allowed him to, like, go to the studio earlier so he could work on things, and that's, like, what eventually probably led to him getting his traineeship, because he had the flexibility in his schedule to be able to come in early. And
it allowed me to grow a lot, being able to be flexible and just working past hours and just doing more than I would have been able to.
Nice. Well, reading, writing, arithmetic, important, but you had your eye on the prize, and obviously that prize is happening in your life, as I think you are both principal members with the Grand Ballet, Grand Rapids Ballet, which is obviously no stranger to our audience, the only professional ballet company throughout the state of Michigan. Madison, this your role?
No, actually, I was just promoted to a company member this past year. So in 2017, I started as a trainee when I was 16 years old, and then I was a trainee at the beginning of this past season, and then I was promoted mid-season to an apprentice, and at the end of the season, I was just promoted to a full company member, and Luca is now, he was at the junior company with the school, and he was recently just promoted to a trainee with the professional company.
That's awesome. And these were, I trust, Luca, these were roles that you sought out, and this is called climbing the ladder in the world of ballet?
Yes. I think that's what they call climbing the ladder.
Yeah, watch your toes. Don't fall off that ladder. Hey, what is happening very shortly, as it looks like you both are continuing to train and attend master classes in this language of dance? Madison, where are you going?
I'm going to Prague, and it's called the Prague International Ballet Masterclass, and it's a two-week program, and you get to take classes from various amounts of principal dancers and artistic directors from companies throughout Europe. So it's going to be a great networking opportunity. The majority of the people who actually go student-wise are not from the U.S. So it's going to be a very amazing cultural experience to talk to different people from all around the world and to experience different artistic directors from all around Europe that I've always dreamed of dancing in Europe, so this is like a dream come true for me. And for Luca, he's also getting the same, but it's definitely more, it's like from a school.
Yeah, I received a a scholarship to go to the Royal Ballet School for their summer intensive. And I'm really looking forward to it and just meeting people from all over Europe and all over the world, really, and just getting exposure and learning.
Honing the craft, yeah. Definitely.
That's awesome. And when do you leave, Luca?
The 28th of July.
Madison?
I leave on the 27th of July.
That's awesome. So how does the family feel about Luca and Madison?
Very supportive.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more thankful.
Yeah. I mean, my father unfortunately passed away when I was 11 years old, but he was so supportive of me and my brother dancing, and he always loved art in all different formats. And I think he fell in love with ballet when me and Luca started dancing. And my mom, I mean, she's our life. I mean, she supports us through everything and gives us guidance and wisdom and has definitely kept a straight head on both of us.
Yeah, I would agree.
So.
Awesome. Well, again, as you continue to fine-tune your art, described as a dynamic duo, Luca and Madison Masserat, certainly part of our Grand Rise Ballet, and continuing both of your talents. And then back to Great Lakes Cyber Academy, did you do a lot of your courses actually online?
Yes, actually the entire program is online. It's a public school and it's tuition-free. And, you're able to set up your course load however you need it. So, like I said, I was able to accelerate my program, so I graduated early. So I slowly, I would work, early in the morning whenever I had breaks, and I would work till late in the evening just on breaks so I could just get it done and graduate early. And then Luca, like I said, decelerated his program, so he was able to really focus on ballet. And he's currently still in school. He's
going to be a senior next year. And with being with the company next year, I'm definitely planning on accelerating my senior year of high school, which I feel thankful that I have the flexibility to do so.
Man. All right, Luca, what's the dream? You're 17. What's the dream?
Just to dance until my body can't anymore.
Which is what, about 30 in your field?
anywhere from 30s to 50, honestly.
Yeah.
What I like to hear. Keep on defying those numbers. All right. Cool. Luca and Madison Masserat, again, headed to both of your prospective master classes. I trust then back on stage with our Grand Rapids Ballet.
We will be. Come out and see it.
For sure. We'll give all that information as I say goodbye. Of course, Great Lakes Cyber Academy doing great things for the next dancers like you. Okay, fly safely and enjoy your time. But we look forward to enjoying your talents here when you get back. Take care to you, Masaras.
Great. Thank you, Shelley.
Yeah, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.